We're going to bring in one of the very, very big names in the San Francisco Giants organization. That is Kyle Crick. He is a right-hander. He's pitching down at San Jose. He's going to the Futures game next week. Kyle, nice to have you on the show today.
Hey, Kyle.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you on. Boy, Pat Connor, Patrick here with me, Marty Lurie here. Kyle, you came off the DL. You had this oblique injury, and since you're off the DL, you're burning up the league.
I'm trying.
Yes, you are. And seriously, people talk about prospects and things like that. You're the number one guy that comes up on our show all the time. Tell us a little bit about your game right now. A lot of strikeouts. Do you try to strike people out? Fastball still your best pitch? Where are you in your development now?
I'd say my game is just getting ahead with the fastball, first and foremost. And then if I do get two strikes on a batter, I'll go ahead and try to put them away if I am ahead in the count. But if I go 2-2, 2-3, I'm just trying to, you know, get the ball put in play somewhere, ground ball, fly ball out somewhere.
So the fans understand, Kyle, since this season is underway, and as I say, you had the oblique earlier, six starts, 1-1, 146 earned run average, 24 innings, 40 strikeouts and 14 walks. Can we come and pick you up and bring you here?
Yep.
That would be something.
Yeah, well, tell us about, go ahead, Pat, I'll let you in a second.
Sure, go ahead.
Let me just mention the Futures game next week. Very exciting, because you're an A-ball player. Usually the Futures game, double A, triple A guys. What does it mean to you to go to New York next week for the Futures game?
First, it's just it's a huge honor. I know the Giants just kind of happy these guys are they're letting me actually do something like this and represent the Giants to the fullest and to the best I can.
That's very good, Kyle. That's in New York City. Have you ever been up to New York?
No, this will be my first time.
Well, you got a guy right here, Marty. It could be
all
your
right.
Audio tour guide and tell
all
you
right.
where to go
well,
get
you want,
you
want
the
to see
Strawman.
This, you know, Stage Delicatessen or the Carnegie. You want to do that.
Sure.
Statue of Liberty is still there, right, Pat?
I think so. Last right. right. I hope it is.
This is going to be a lot of fun, though. You know, you probably get an inning. You go all out in that one inning, just let it fly.
Yeah, I mean, to the most I can, you know. If with the emotions under control, I think I'm just going to let it go.
What's life been like in San Jose for you? You're a kid that comes out of Texas. You could have gone to TCU. What is life like on a daily basis down there in San Jose?
Oh, it's pretty great. I got lucky enough. I got a really, really good host family out here. The turnout and the fans every game are just – it's extraordinary, really, coming from, you know, Augusta, low A, to where we got, you know, 200, 300 a game to 2,000, 3,000 every game, even in the midweek. It's pretty crazy. I'd say the biggest difference out here is the fans and the weather.
Hey, Kyle. Kyle Crick on with Marty Lurie, Patrick Connor. Kyle Crick getting ready to throw a little baseball today at San Jose Giants. And I got to ask you, Kyle, a lot of people don't know about the culture of the host family. Could you explain how you get paired up with these families and what that's like being a major leaguer? First-round selection, you probably got a little money in the bank, and you're living down in the basement probably like Greg Brady. What's that like?
It's actually pretty cool. I mean, Linda, she's our gal around here. She hooks us up with all the host families, and she's got great, I mean, people working with her. Pretty much what we do is the host family comes, takes us, puts us up in their house, and we live with either, you know, a couple host brothers, or sometimes you can have another teammate, but usually you're just kind of adopted into the family for the season, and it's a pretty cool thing.
Boy, it's nice. And, you know, obviously you're in California. You come from Texas, 20 years old. You won't be 21 until November 30th.
Wow.
I'm sure you grew up with some good old home barbecue and steaks and stuff like that. You get any home cooking?
Yep.
My host mom's name is Barbara. She's something else. She cooks. I mean, my mom cooks a little bit differently than she does, but everything she cooks is just as good.
That's a huge compliment.
Yeah,
huh?
I'm sure steak is in the menu, isn't it?
Yeah.
We mix it in there every now and then, yep.
Okay. Kyle, talk a little bit about your season and how you're progressing and how you feel. You're Augusta last year. You're in San Jose. I'm sure you hear the discussions about your ability. How are you doing this year? How do you feel you're progressing?
I feel I'm going pretty smoothly, you know. I'm out there on the mound. I'm a little calmer than last year. You know, I've done it before in pro ball anyway, so last year being my first season. The second season's a little bit calmer, you know, I'm more relaxed on the mound, and I'm having a little easier time throwing strikes out there.
Hey, well, Kyle, last month you got top 10 MLB Prospect of the Week for the 22nd through the 28th. What'd that do for you? I mean, that give you a little bit of, I don't know, cachet around the league, or did your teammates, were they stoked for you, or did they give you a little bit of guff? How did that work out?
Actually, I didn't even know I didn't know I got that.
Well, Pat, you broke the news today.
Wait, hey, you did, Kyle, and so you should be very proud and go out and treat yourself to a sweet tea tonight.
All righty, I'll try.
Yeah, you got number 8 for the week, and that's a pretty proud list. Wow. Grant Green was number 1.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
very good. Hey, congratulations. Kyle Crick is with us. He's a right-hander, San Jose Giants, and a very, very big name on our show, and, of course, anyone who follows the Giants minor leagues. Now, you could have gone to TCU and played close to home, obviously a good program. Why didn't you go there? Why did you sign with the Giants?
Well, I looked at the Giants' background, especially with high school pitchers, and the couple high school pitchers that they had previously were in the major leagues, and I figured something was going right here for them to be there. So I decided to get here and let Tid Roe get his hands on me and start molding me to be who I am today.
Now, are you a football fan down there in Texas? I imagine you are.
Marty, come on. He's from Texas. He's got to be. It's in the blood.
Yeah, big football fan.
All right. Give us the name. Go ahead.
Well, I've been Cowboys most of my life.
All right. All right. That's all right. You're in 49er territory, but, you know, you come from Texas. It's okay. Hey, did you play any other sports in high school other than baseball?
I did. I played football. Actually, that's what I thought I would be playing up until my senior year. And then I started throwing off the mound a little bit harder, and the scouts started coming around. So I decided to stick with baseball.
There's a little more longevity in baseball,
yeah,
too.
What position did you play in football?
I was a tight end and a defensive end.
Wow. All right. So you didn't mind the contact then?
Not at all.
There's a pitcher up here, Kyle, at AT&T Park for the big league Giants. It's could handle some contact. Madison Bumgarner. Do you ever get to talk to the big league pitchers?
I have. I've talked to Bum shortly. He was out in spring training. He threw one of his starts, and I got to pick his brain a little bit in the dugout. It was a pretty cool thing. Just to kind of see what they did with him in the minors and how they treated him and how he progressed and what made him so good.
Yeah, what's the kind of advice that someone like a Matt Cain or a Madison Bumgarner gives you?
Matty, you know, he just said pound the zone. You know, the Giants stress pounding the zone and getting out early outs in the count. So if we can go 3 pitches or less, I mean, that's really what we're looking to do.
Well, are you on a pitch count down there?
I believe I am. It's anywhere from 85 to 100 pitches, somewhere in there.
Wow, great. Boy, it's nice to have you on, and this is very exciting. We've had Ty Block on and Clayton Blackburn
who's
on.
Who's another kid from Texas, too. So do you guys get together and get your Lone Star State on?
We sometimes do. Clayton was born in Texas.
Grew up in Oklahoma then, maybe, right?
Yeah, he did grow up in Oklahoma. But he still claims Texas. We do talk about Texas quite a bit.
You follow the big club at all?
I have been, yep.
And do you keep in touch with anybody during the season on the big team?
Currently, I talk to Kickham quite a bit. He's been my buddy since I signed. So I've got to talk to him in short about what it's like going up there and talking to those guys and actually making his first, you know, MLB debut this year.
Yeah, we'll have him on the show today. He's a book guy. This guy reads biographies. You see all the stuff he reads?
Yeah, he's extremely well read. He's a smart guy, you know. He usually keeps to himself, and that's because most of the time he's looking up something or reading something.
But that doesn't fit the stereotype, does it, Marty?
No, but that's Kick'em. You know,
Cool.
Hey, Kyle, when do you pitch again?
I believe I pitch Tuesday.
Tuesday, okay.
I got one more question for Kyle here. I don't know how it works, Marty, and maybe you guys could shed the light. But do you have a goal, a personal goal of when you want to see yourself make it to the big leagues, or is that taboo to even go down that road?
I'd say taboo. I mean, it's something that's completely out of my control. So I try not to think about things that are that far out of reach and out of my own control. So it's pretty much, you know, it's in the Giants' hands, and whatever they want or need is what I'm going to go with.
Boy, terrific. 20 years old, Kyle Crick. Kyle, thanks for being on with us. It's a pleasure for the fans to hear your voice and get to know you. And I'm sure this coming spring training, I'm sure we're going to see you down at Scottsdale.
Yep.
Yep. Well, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Right, Kyle.
All right, terrific. That's
hey,
Kyle
another
Crick.
Good, another good kid,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, the three of them, yeah. Blackburn, Block, and Kyle Crick.
Yeah, got seems like very humble and got the world in their hand like an oyster, right?
Well, I'll tell you, he's got the ball in his hand. Yeah. 40 strikeouts in 24 innings.
He doesn't throw today, though, I'd imagine.
Tuesday, he said.
Okay, it's Tuesday. I didn't hear that. Yeah,
Tuesday.
You know, that's one thing about pitchers. Some guys will be communicative on days they pitch, and then you have Ryan Vogelsong.
Okay.
Right? Or Randy Johnson was famous for that.
He came in and shook hands with Abdul-Jabbar last night.
Who, Ryan Vogelsong?
Yeah. And he showed how his hand is progressing. That was part of last night.
Boy, you better be careful, because Kareem's got a hand the size of a small bus.
He just sits there on the couch and reaches over when you could be 7 feet
away.
All
the way across the clubhouse.
Not a problem.
Well, he took
I don't know how anybody ever stopped his shot. I mean that.